Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, blessed art thou, Lord, for all the things, Lord, that thou dost do. Thou art a great and good God who loves us immeasurably, and we feel that love, and we experience that love, we are recipients of that love. And Father, we have not but to worship thee and to thank thee for all that thou dost do. Help us, Lord, to yield ourselves to thee in all ways, and Lord, and now as we would partake of this thy word, that we would allow thy good and Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, and that we might be doers of that which thy word would speak unto us, that would be good and right for our souls, that we might live in that eternally. And so we just pray, Lord, that we would feel thy presence in our hearts this afternoon, for we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. For our reading this afternoon, let's turn to Revelation chapter number 13. Revelation chapter number 13.
Nađeno je da se pročita iz Otkrivenje 13. glava.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a great beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both great, small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. As we live out our years here upon this earth as believers, we know that we, for certain, are engaged in a spiritual battle as we live out our lives. As we go about our days, we know that we have challenges, and the enemy of our soul is out to deceive us. He is out to destroy us and to bring us into the place where he himself shall go. And so we know and are certain that we need to be faithful to the Lord and continually looking to the Lord and being true to him, understanding truth and taking God's word in our hearts and in our lives and in our minds and contemplating the word of God and then living thereby and knowing that he is with us. And there is no greater joy, no greater comfort that we can have in this life than knowing that Jesus is with us. Our Lord and our Savior, he who has died, is with us, and we are in him, as we heard this morning. And so we are thankful for that. But then yet, as we know we are in this battle today, living out our spiritual lives, we know that the battle is going to intensify, as Satan knows he has but a short time. And we read here this afternoon about the dragon giving the beast power, and that power is being given unto him, and he is tempting, and he is severely trying all that are upon the face of this earth. Those that are not with the Lord Jesus Christ are going to completely worship this beast. But yet those of us who are saints, there's going to be war made against us. And so it is very important that we are faithful to the Lord today so that when those times come, that we might truly be faithful then as well. Jesus said, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." And so let's remember that. Let's remember that. If we are faithful in the small things, in the mundane things where we're being tempted to be drawn back into sin, and we're faithful to the Lord in these smaller things, that when times come, such as we've read this afternoon, that we will be faithful to the Lord then. Because Jesus said that if we are faithful in that which is least, we will also be faithful in that which is much. It cannot be, as some may like to think, that I can live out my life now, but when those great days come, I will be faithful to the Lord. I will not take that mark of the beast. I will not worship his image. We need to be faithful to the Lord now. We need to be faithful to him in that which is least. And so we are engaged in this battle, a spiritual battle. And it says here that the dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and his great authority. The beast does receive this power and this great authority from the dragon, which is the old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which was cast out of heaven. We read that in the previous chapter. And so this beast has power and great authority. And it says that it was given unto him to make war with the saints. This is what shall transpire. This beast, this great power, whatever it might be, will make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And again, we were reminded this morning, but we know what the definition of all is. All kindreds and tongues and nations, they will worship him, and they will be overcome by him, and this beast will make war with the saints. So we can be assured that we are going to be engaged in a battle that is going to be severe, but the Lord is with us. But the Lord is with us. Let's remember that. And it says, and he gave power. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of that beast should be killed. Should be killed. So this beast is going to make war with the saints, and if we don't worship that image of the beast, that they will, authority will be given that those saints should be killed. And so we are engaged in a battle. We are engaged in a battle. And that battle is going to intensify. But let's remember, he that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in much. And so, whatever would happen, However these things develop and however much they escalate and to what height they escalate, we will be faithful to the Lord. We will not bow our knees to the image. That image's name isn't even going to come upon our lips. And we're going to worship the Lord God. And we are going to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no other. And there will be consequences for that. This beast, here the Bible says, is blasphemous. It says that upon his head was the name of blasphemy. And it was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. This is what the beast will do. He will blaspheme God's name and his tabernacle and them that dwell therein. So all that belongs to God, his name, his tabernacle where he dwells, and those that are in that tabernacle, those who are in Christ, this beast will blaspheme. He is going to speak offensively against God. Speak offensively against God. And he is also going to steal those sacred things that belong to God. That's what this beast will do in his blasphemy. And that which he will speak. And he will speak these things with great words, great swelling words. And in Daniel we read about that as well, that he will speak great things. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. This is what that beast will do. This is what that power, whatever that power is, he blasphemously will speak against God, taking away the sacred things of God and those things that belong to God, namely his children. So we can be in expectation of that there's this beast that's going to speak blasphemously. And yet, if we're faithful in those things which are least, we will be faithful in that which is much as well. It says that this beast will also deceive them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. It says that he will bring fire down from heaven. He maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. This is what that beast will do. And by these miracles, by these lying wonders, he will make all men to worship him. But again, let's remember truth. Let's remember truth. Who created fire? God created all things. God created fire. And this beast will try to bring fire down to deceive the masses. And if they are not written in the book of life, and if they do not have the seal of God in their foreheads, they will believe that which the beast has power to do, and these miracles and his lying wonders that he performs. God created fire. And the Bible says that in the end, the earth and the heavens will melt away with a fervent heat because of the fire that God sends down from heaven. This fire that this beast will demonstrate in his lying wonders and this miracle that he will perform is very, very small compared to the fire that God will bring down from heaven. And so we are to be faithful in that which is least, that we might be faithful also in that which is much. When we see the masses all around us believing this that the beast will do, if we are not faithful to the Lord in small things, we will be swept up with the people as they worship this beast. It says that all the world wondered after the beast. All the world wondered after the beast. We can just imagine that. People in New Zealand, people in Canada, people in Zambia, people in Cambodia, all over the whole world, they're all going to wonder after the beast. The Bible says so. This is truth. They're all going to wonder at the beast. And they're going to say, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? We know because we have read the Bible. We know that Jesus Christ is victorious. He wins the war There might be battles that Satan, this beast, will win as he wears out the saints, as he makes war with the saints, and he overcomes them and kills some. But Jesus wins the war. He wins the war. And so Jesus tells us also, and we're very familiar with that passage of Scripture, that fear not him that can kill the body and not the soul, but rather fear him who can cast both the body and soul into hell. It is our souls that we are to guard, because that lives on, and that eternally. And so we are not to be deceived by this beast and the things that he brings, and these miracles and these lying wonders that this beast will bring. We are to look to the Word of God, and to the Word of God alone. The Word of God alone is truth. There are so many examples in the Bible about deception and how there were those that were deceived that were here upon this earth. There was that man of God, 1 Kings chapter 13. He was told, go to Jeroboam and tell him his sin. And so this man of God goes there, and God told him, don't eat there, don't drink there, and when you come back, go a different way than the way you've came. And so the man of God did that. And then there was that old prophet that came to this man of God and said, well, yeah, I'm a prophet of God too, yeah, but God told me to come back and you're to have meat and drink in my house and with my family. And so this man of God did. And he disobeyed God. And because he disobeyed God, when he left that old prophet's house, a lion killed him along the way. He did not listen to the Word of God. He was given instruction by the Word of God, but there was one that tried to deceive him and did deceive him. We are to look to the Word of God and to the Word of God alone. Let's not be deceived by the things of this world. Don't be deceived by the things of this world. Jesus said, that which is esteemed by men is an abomination unto God. That which is esteemed among men. We know what the things of this world that men esteem and hold of great, great value. Those are things that are an abomination unto God. They're abomination. Let's remember that. Last Wednesday night we read of 1 John chapter 2. Verse number 15 says there, love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let's not be deceived by the things of this world. Let's remember that this world will pass away. All the things of this world will burn up and will be gone. Will be gone. And so we are not to be deceived by these things of this world. And then when Satan and this beast come to show us these great miracles, we're not going to be deceived. We're not going to be deceived. We already know the world, the Word of God. We already know what's written. We already know these things. And so let's not be deceived. There was these Laodiceans who also were deceived, going back to Revelation chapter 3. They thought of themselves as okay, and they thought of themselves as doing well. And so he tells them that, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with good and have need of nothing, but you don't know that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They were deceived. They thought that they were increased with goods. They don't have need of nothing. But Jesus here is telling them, you're naked, you're poor, you're miserable, you're blind. They were deceived. And so it's very possible for us to be deceived as well. But yet if we are faithful, if we give unto God our very hearts and live for him and are faithful in that which is least, we will also be faithful in that which is much. We are engaged in a battle. We are engaged in a battle, a spiritual battle, a spiritual battle for our very souls. God wants us to live with him. God wants us to inherit eternal life. God wants us to see his splendor and his glory and to be there for all eternity. And Satan desperately wants us to be with him in that lake of fire. We are engaged in a battle. Let's not be deceived. Let's be faithful to God in that which is least. the mark of God in our foreheads. The Bible here in Revelation speaks of this, that we are to have the mark of God in our foreheads. And the only way we can have the mark of God in our foreheads is that if we are faithful to him. Faithful in that which is least, and faithful in that which is much. And so, so we see here in Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, it says, that hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. If we are faithful to God, if we are true to him, if we will not worship the beast, if we will not take the number, then the seal of God will be in our foreheads. And it was commanded unto them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And so, yes, there will be some believers that will be killed because of the beast. And there are going to be those that will be overcome, because the Bible here says that. They that dwell upon the earth, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. But we are to be faithful, and that we are to trust in him, and we are not to take that mark of the beast. It may be difficult to go through these times, certainly, to know that this beast who has power given unto him is making war with us. But how pitiful the state of those who do take the mark of the beast. How pitiful for them. It may be difficult for us for a time. Maybe our bodies will be killed, but our soul will live on. And so in chapter 14, in the next chapter, it says that if any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. And for this, the people ought to be fearful. Not that the beast would make war against the saints. The saints, we will endure because God is with us and we will feel his presence. But if God is not with us and we take that mark of the beast, woe unto them, because the wine of the wrath of God is against them. The wrath of God would be against them, and in a very, very strong measure. And so we are to be faithful to the Lord. Faithful to him now in the life that we live. I want to go through some verses here quickly. If we are dead with Christ from the rudiments of this world, why, as though living in this world, are ye subject unto ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and the doctrines of men. Why would we go back to those things which we've left behind? We are dead to sin. We are alive with Christ. Why would we go back to those things? If we go back to those things, can the seal of God be in our foreheads? Will our names be written in the Lamb's book of life? If we're going back to these things and these doctrines of men and commandments of men, those things which have no part in a believer's life. In Thessalonians, it also speaks of this time when the wicked one will be revealed. He says, For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Again, Christ wins the war. We know that Christ wins the war. The battles will be difficult, but Christ wins the war. And he will destroy him with the wicked one with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. We are to love the truth And when we love the truth, we will be faithful to God in that which is least and faithful in that which is much. Because we love the truth. And we won't be deceived by the wicked one and his ways. We won't be deceived by those things. What a wonderful thought to think that in regards to our souls, our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, and that his name and his seal is in our foreheads. These are wonderful thoughts, but it requires that we be faithful in that which is least, that we might be faithful in that which is much. It requires that we live a sanctified life separate from the world, and that we would be obedient unto God in all things. And so we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people. A peculiar people because we don't worship the image. Because we don't take his mark in our foreheads or in our right hands. But we show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. This is what we are to do in even now, in our walk of life, of life, in the spiritual battle that we are in 2022. We are to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. We should no longer live the rest of our time in the lust in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. We are done. We are dead to sin. We are no longer living to the lust of men. For in time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness and lust and excess of wine, in revelings and banquetings and abominable idolatries. When we were in sin, that's what we did. But we are now sanctified. We are now a peculiar people. We don't do those things anymore. We are faithful in these things in this day. Shall we participate in these things, in drunkenness and revelings, and having pride in our life, and then expect that when the mark of the beast comes that we won't take it? And all the world is getting swept up in worshiping the image of the beast, and we're going to be faithful. The Bible says it doesn't work that way. And so we are given here in Revelation 13 some things to know and some things to consider that we would be faithful to him. It says that this first beast will continue 42 months, 3.5 years. That's how long this first beast will have great power from the dragon. And he will make war with the saints. But it says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed by the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Let the beast, let this evil power, let them lead us into captivity. That captivity may last days, months, years, decades. But the Bible here is saying that, but they will go into captivity. And it'll be a great captivity, a captivity that lasts eternally. And so this is the patience and the faith of the saints. And he says also, he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. So they may behead us, they may kill us with the sword, and our body will die, but our soul will live on for eternity. But not so for them. Not so for them. And that's a fearful thing when we consider that those that kill with the sword will be killed, that they will die, and that eternally. They will burn in that lake of fire, being separated from God for all eternity. And so this is the patience and the the faith of the saints. And so there's a now, after this 42-month time expires, there's another beast that comes up out of the earth. He has two horns like a lamb, and he speaks as a dragon. And he causes everyone, all the world, to worship that first beast. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth. And he deceives all them that dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. And saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image unto the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And so this second beast now will make us to, well, he'll set up an image. He'll make us to worship the first beast, and then he'll set up an image, and he'll give power unto this image to speak, and that as many as would not worship this image should be killed. And this is what this other beast would do. But yet, because we love the Lord, we will not participate in that. We are faithful in that which is least, and we will also be faithful in that which is much. And says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And then it says, and here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. And so we are being told earlier in the chapter about what is faith, how we can obtain faith and patience, because we know that those who might do us harm will be harmed eternally. And so that's the patience and the faith of the saints. And now he's saying, and here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. A score is 20, so 60 is 60, so 666. This is the number of a man. And perhaps these things aren't revealed to us, and that's okay. We don't need to know all these things, but we are to have faith. And we are to be faithful to the Lord in all things. We are to worship him and be true to him. It says that in this battle, that these will have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, and these shall make war with the Lamb, capital L, with Jesus Christ. And the Lamb shall overcome them. And that doesn't surprise us. The evil powers, the Satan, the devil, the old serpent, will make war with the Lamb and those that belong to him. But it says that the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Those that are with Christ, with him, that are in Christ, that have been faithful in that which is least, because now they are faithful in that which is much. They are with Christ, and they are called and chosen and faithful. We are called to be faithful. Faithful in 2022, and faithful when this time comes. We are called to be faithful in that which is least. We are called to be his. We know and are certain that Jesus wins the war. And ours is to be true to him. Ours is not to take part in worshiping the beast in any manner. Ours is not to take part in having his mark in our right hands or in our foreheads. Because we have the seal of God in our foreheads, and because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so we are to do as Jesus there commanded at the end of chapter 28 of Matthew, just as he was ascending back to his Father. And he tells his disciples, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. We are being taught to observe all things that Jesus has taught us. And so we are to be faithful in these things which we have been taught of. We have been taught to repent of our sin, to no longer dwell in sin, no longer turn back to sin. We are taught to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and not our own ways. We are not to be in banquetings and revelings and carrying on and partying and having pride in our lives. That's not a part of a believer's life. Can a believer have his name written in the book of life who still goes back to these things? And so we are taught to observe all things that Jesus Christ has taught us. And that is to repent, to follow him, to lay up our treasures in heaven above and not here upon this earth, that we would not be deceived, that those things which are highly esteemed among men are an abomination unto the Lord. We are to let the light of Jesus Christ shine from our lives. We are to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We are to have sorrow for those who would lead us into captivity or those who would kill one of us. We are to have sorrow for them. They are lost, and that eternally. And so Jesus tells us that. He tells us that we are to observe all things that we have been taught of Jesus Christ. And then he gives us that wonderful, wonderful promise. And he says, "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." These things may come, and we may be participants in these events that might happen. Or maybe it might happen 10,000 years from now. We don't know. You know, back in the 1930s, the Social Security number was issued for the first time. Perhaps among the believers at that time, they might have thought of this scripture and thought that maybe this isn't something we want to participate in. And then there's credit card numbers that are associated with our names. And now there's Bitcoin that has some passcodes. I'm not familiar with all of that are associated with us. But we will know when that mark of the beast comes. We will know when that mark of the beast comes. And ours is to be faithful to the Lord. And know that whatever we might have to endure, whatever it is that we might have to endure, that the Lord is with us. That the Lord is with us. Woe unto those who are not in the Lord, who are not with the Lord. And so may God give us grace each and every day to be faithful to him in that which is least. Amen.